Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 81 for Wednesday, September 30th. I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains in most months Wednesday morning, although activity was on the quiet side as traders await the USDA's quarterly stocks report out later in the day. Canola is steady to up a dollar, the November contract up 90 cents at $477.80 per ton. The USDA releases its report at 11 Central Daylight Time, and the reaction in the U.S. soybean market will likely determine how canola finishes the day. In the meantime, improving chart signals, solid commercial demand, early gains in Chicago beans, and the recent weakness in the Canadian dollar were all supportive. However, the advancing Canadian harvest did weigh on prices. Stats Can releases updated survey estimates on the size of this year's crop on Friday, and most market participants anticipate an upward revision from the previous report. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were mostly untraded, but barley is seeing some light activity, up $6 in the October contract now at $190 per ton. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat was mixed, with positioning ahead of the USDA report a feature. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents, the November contract 8 cents higher at $8.92 per bushel. Many traders are now of the opinion that last year's U.S. soybean production was overstated, and that may lead to tighter than expected stocks if the USDA revises its data in today's report. However, average estimates are still calling for soybean stocks as of September 1st to be nearly double the level seen at the same point last year. The advancing harvest also kept a lid on beans. Corn, it's up 3 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at $3.93 per bushel. Corn quarterly stocks are also expected to be well above the year-ago level, but pre-report short covering was still supportive. Wheat, it's up a penny to down a penny, the December contract in Chicago 1 cent lower at $5.03 per bushel. Large U.S. supplies and stiff competition in the global export market remained bearish, although seeding delays in parts of the U.S. plains did provide some support. Weather concerns in other wheat-growing regions of the world were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkinson.